In this episode, I'm opportune to sit with a father and his son who co-authored a book titled What the F is Next. Welcome to the show, David and Cotton. How are you doing?
Hey, Toby. Thanks for having us. Doing well today.
Likewise. Doing fine. Thank you for having us.
And yes. You?
Thank you so much. I'm doing good. And I'm looking forward to learning so much from you. I'm looking forward to learning so much from a father and his son and everything that you've put into your book, basically. And it's a wonderful day and it's a wonderful time to learn about life and learn from your experiences. A combined, efforts placed into this book to help people improve their lives. And that's why I'm super excited to be having this soulful conversation, because David is described as a true force of transformation and intention. So I'd like to start with David, first of all. David, what inspired you to transform lives for over 3 decades through counseling, coaching, and consulting?
Yeah, I don't know. Just it's been something that has been definitely important to me. And so I've, focused on that for most of my career and have really, just really enjoy having that experience with people and helping them have a transformative journey and try to provide the tools for them to do that. I think that for maybe a lot of people, it's an abstract notion about how you can live a more empowered life. But kind of in my research have determined that the no fret way is to have a positive intention about what you want to have happen. And if you do that, you can more or less have an autopilot to have it happen. So that's been my focus for probably the last 20 or 30 years.
Yes, that's awesome. Helping people to transform their life and, helping them to achieve their goals. And we'll go even into more detail about this through the course of talking about your book and talking about what we have planned for this conversation. Well, I'd always like to learn also from Colton, because you also have a very extensive experience in event production, music promotion, digital growth marketing, and more. Like, you've done a lot. What would you say are your biggest lessons that you've learned in all your years of experience?
Yeah, it definitely relates to intention. It is to continue to evaluate what you want and if what you're doing is serving you, I would say. So that's a big part of like what this book is all about is, what the F is next, is a tool to consistently evaluate where you're at in life and make sure that it's serving you. I've done a lot of different things in careers and travels and lived a lot of places. And it's just always important to keep checking in. So I'd say that's probably it.
Yes, keep checking in and be intentional. And that's also at the backbone of your book also. And we're going to talk about that already right now, because I'm super excited to be talking about this. And I really want to learn about your book. So can you tell us more about the book already? I know you've already brushed through it a little bit. Can you tell us about the book and also the importance of sharing a father-son perspective while writing the book and, in the course of processing and, putting the book together?
Yeah, totally. So, the book is built off of my dad's 30 years, as you mentioned, work in professional development, life coaching, et cetera, helping organizations and individuals figure out what's next in their life. He published a book called Everyday Visionary 7 years ago, alongside a workbook called The Field Guide for What's Next. And I filled out the field guide myself about 7 years ago and didn't really think about it, just filled it out, put it on the shelf. And then I came back to it. I found it in the closet or something. And I was reading it, and I found that my intention in the book was very clear, that I wanted to travel the world and learn how to surf. And I was sitting there, and I'd just gotten back from a 2-year trip around the world where I just learned how to surf. So I was like, oh my God, there's really something to this. Let's use this again. So I pulled out another version of the field guide and filled it out. And it was very clear that my intention was that I wanted to work at Google. That was the next thing that I needed to do in my career. So I applied to Google a bunch of times, but I didn't hear back. But I had created this intention, and I had the opportunity to move to California, to Santa Cruz, which is much closer to Google in the Silicon Valley. And when I moved out there, I was reached out to by a recruiter pretty much right away. So I kind of had created this, overall intention, was trying to do it, but it was because I kind of knew deep down that I should probably make this move to get me closer, because I checked in on this, that I got the job at Google, and I've been there now for 5 years. So that those two really powerful things in my life showed that it definitely works. And so it was about 2 years ago. We were fly fishing and we were talking about intention and talking about the book and how it could potentially be fun to work together on a new manifestation of the book that's a little bit more modernized, a little bit dives deeper into the research that goes into the process itself and explains kind of our story. And like you mentioned at the end, kind of, you know, how our father-son perspective is, you know, kind of unique in that I can look at my life, you know, in my 30s and have accomplished some things, but there's a lot of things that I still want. And I'm still using this process and I'm still trying to find things where he has used this process a lot and gotten a lot of things out of his life that he wants. So we kind of come at it from both angles. And I think that gives us this, like, you know, kind of unique perspective to speak to anybody about what they want is next.
Yes. Thank you so much for sharing that. And I'd like David to answer this because you've experienced a lot in life, and also Courtney, also you've experienced a lot from traveling around the world and doing all the things you've done. And also, you know, I would say, when I say manifesting, working at Google into your life and all of that. But David, from your decades and decades of experience and helping other people out there across different, you know, areas of life, how can we determine what is next? Even after achieving a lot in our lives, how can we determine, oh, this is the next thing for me to do?
That's a good question, Toby. Yeah, and it really, I don't know, it kind of runs back on the question of intention, because really the life I'm living now is the life that I have intended for all those decades. So each all the time I'm tweaking that and making things differently, but for the most part I have tried to design a life, and pretty much it's worked out that way, such that I am living the life I most desire pretty much moment to moment. And so I will end up right now doing more of what I've wanted to do for the last 30 years. And so that's, I think that I'm hoping that's an encouragement to others, that it isn't like I have a huge what I have to do, what's next. If there's one thing that's there, and that would be, as part of this journey that Colton and I have had, we decided to both bring our perspectives on intention, bring my research on intention, and write the book. And we were kind of like, well, this is good. We've done it. We've written the book and provided people this tool. Well, we've now realized, probably from some of the feedback that we've gotten in our own analyzing of our result, we've come to realize that what people need is they need a little bit more coaching and support and accountability to actually do this on their own. And so Colton and I right now have designed, we're going to take our process that is in the book. You can totally do it now, right, by yourself. But we have now a course, and we're actually going to offer that course to your listeners if they buy this, our book. And they can do that by going to our website, What the F is Next, or they can go to Amazon and buy the book. If they buy the book, and on our website, it indicates where they heard about us, and if they say they've heard about this on Mirror Talk, we are going to offer what is a $225 course for no cost at all for having listened to your podcast. And so we're hoping to go to, we're going to the, that's my what's next, is to oversee this course of what's next for other people.
I love the answer with that example. So I'll place a link to your website in the show notes of this episode. So after listening to this, everyone knows what next is basically to click on the link or copy the link and get the book and follow up with the course. And that also helps us in life, basically, right? Like setting intention, and from what we are doing right now, the actions we're taking right now, observing it and knowing what next to do, basically, it comes up from the old practice of setting intention and being present and being aware of what we are doing at the moment. But yeah, I think that's going to lead me to my next question. I don't know which one of you would like to answer this, but what do we need to do to get what we really want, and what do we need to do to build the life that we really want for ourselves?
Yeah, I think it is kind of twofold. One, I guess like the basis of us not getting what we want is I find that we get distracted pretty easily. And that's never been more distracting of a society with our, you know, with social media and with internet and with the ability to kind of see all of these different opportunities and lives that you could live. So that's just kind of, you know, the baseline. Like, it's not easy and there is lots of distractions. I think the first part that happens is we don't often check in, like I said, enough on what we really want. You know, if you really look at it, probably the last time you were asked how you, what you wanted to be when you grow up was as a child, right? Do you want to be an astronaut? You want to be a race car driver, something like that. And now if you're an adult, you know, you haven't done that already, your kind of vision for what you really want in life is not very accurate. Like, you haven't really honed this skill because you're like, oh, well, I asked to be an astronaut. Now I'm not that. So I can't really manifest things now. Mm-hmm. So it's very important to reevaluate where you are in life. And that's what I've been doing. And that's what I think is most important to being successful, is analyze where you are and the things that you have in your life right now, the change that you can make right now to like an actually awesome new kind of manifestation for yourself to get what you really want.
Yes. Always analyze who you are, what you are doing right now. Yeah, I like that. Yeah. And I think that also would mean that we have to go on this journey of discovering who we truly are, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if there's someone out there who wants to know who he or she is, truly is, what can he or she do to discover his true self or our true self?
Yeah. Yeah. That's, and I think that's kind of a differentiating factor with our book and process, is that we focus on one area of your life. We try and focus in on one thing, because to find your like life purpose or your life meaning, I personally think it takes a plethora of things, right? It takes experiences, it takes relationships, it takes, you know, traveling, it takes doing, you know, mindfulness practice, those kind of things. There's not one really magic bullet for the entire life's purpose. So, you know, that one is a little bit more of a mix. And I think kind of everybody is on their own journey for that and should find their own mix of things, whether it's spirituality as well as mindfulness and exercise and health and everything. But our process, you know, focuses in on just that one area of your life that you know you can feel bubbling inside of you that you need to make a change on, whether it's your relationship or your career or something like that. So, yeah, we target just one area. But I encourage people to just try lots of things.
Yeah. Look for the area of your life.
What holds people back a lot of times, Toby, from then doing that is there is a fear of change. And that's another, I think, important part of the process that we do. We built in, it's a scientific concept called appreciative inquiry. And so what it does is it really, as Colton's talked about already, it helps a person connect to the best of who they are, not just their own internal, oh, I've done this well, I've done this well, but the questions that we ask through the process helps people to get feedback from other people about what they have seen that I have done well. And so with that grounding of knowing that, it just makes it a lot easier. People don't have to make a significant change. They just need to continue to do the best things that they want in the direction of where they want to go. So there isn't a whole relearning that has to take place in the process. We really try to make this, as I said, it's a no fret process, meaning that once you make, you know, create a good, well-grounded intention, you're going to make a transformative journey. It's going to happen, and you don't have to worry that it's not going to happen, because it will.
It will happen. I love what you said at the beginning, the fear of change. We have to let go of the fear of change. I like that, and unlearn the things that are holding you back from moving forward in life. I'm intentional about moving forward in life. I'm going over that lesson from this episode. Yeah. And earlier, Colton, you talked about distractions. And your book also, you know, touches this also, and teaches us like some techniques that we could use to find our center and remove distractions. I don't know if you would like to share some of them with us.
Yeah, you know, one of them is to check in on where you're at right now. Another one is that you can often have conflicting intentions. I think this is probably the most important one to explain, in that this happens to everybody. You have an intention that seems to counteract the other. My favorite example of this is, let's say that you want to have more free time, but then you also would like to buy a sports car. So it's seemingly that you would need to work more to be able to buy a sports car. And so those are conflicting intentions, right? But if you dig deeper into what it is that you really want, you will find that maybe it's not owning a sports car. It's actually just having more flexibility and potentially, like, you know, driving a sports car sometimes. So if you dive deeper into that, you find that potentially instead of, you know, going out and spending a bunch of money on a sports car, you could look and maybe rent a sports car for the long weekend, or you could borrow a sports car from a friend. And you could also just have a conversation with your work saying that, like, hey, you know, I have this intention. It really means a lot to me. I would love if I could work from home on Friday, or, you know, take a Friday off and maybe like work an extra weekend or something to enable yourself to actually get what it is that you really want. That is that freedom and that, you know, ability to do kind of what you want without having to work more. So that's a key one. It's really about diving in deeper to what like core intentions are instead of just kind of the more superficial things that we all get caught up in.
Dive deeper. Like, David wants to say something to that.
And
right?
I would add to that I would add to that that a tool that intention is just a tool that everybody has in their toolbox. And to Colton's point, they just don't use it enough, and they haven't maybe have a process to do it more accurately. I have this little question that sometimes I ask friends. And I had a friend that I was playing golf with, and I asked her, I said, okay, so on a scale of 1 to 100, 100 meaning that you've always fulfilled your important intentions, and a 1 meaning that you haven't been successful at all, where do you think you fit on that scale? And so she thought about it for a bit and said, you know, I think I've fulfilled my important intentions maybe 90% of the time. And so I said, well, that sounds really great. And so, you know, in golf, then you just get these little snippets of conversation. And then she went off to hit her ball, and I hit mine. And then we went back. I was waiting on the tee box to tee off. And she comes running up to me and she goes, David, I can't believe it that you reminded me that I have used intention in my life. And so many times it's happened almost one for one. If I wanted to buy a particular house, it happened. If I wanted to have a particular job, it happened. So she said that, I just haven't given it much thought. But now that I have, I'm going to start using it more often. And I think that is what's really important about what we're talking about, is everybody has used intention. Everybody has had success at it. They just have not taken the time to have their own process or a process to sort that out.
Yeah. And just to pick up on what you just said right now, is there a way to define a process or to find the direction to go in life in order to, you know, maybe first of all, find out what our intentions are, and secondly, to be able to go ahead to achieve that goal that we set for ourselves?
Well, we've kind of talked about it a little bit already. And and the first step is what we talked about, is that appreciative inquiry. So we have we call step one, which is really helping people. We give them 20 questions, and those questions are meant to help a person get really grounded in all the positive aspects of who they are, what they've done. And in that process, people become very clear on what are the things that are important to them, what are the skills they have to make that happen. So from that process, then it's a matter of then creating a clear and specific intention. And so that's the next step of the process. And then lastly, it's very important that a person has some way to integrate it into their life. And so we have a number of tools, scientifically backed tools, to help a person make that happen.
Oh yeah, that's good. That's nice. So I encourage everyone out there to pick up the book, you know, and go through these 20 questions, and or through the course also. I think the course could also be very helpful to help them truly get on that path and find a process, a way to even define their intentions in life. Because right now, as we're having this conversation, I'm having this thought that a lot of listeners right now be asking, oh, what's my intention in life? I mean, I want to get somewhere in life. I know I want to achieve something in life, but how can I be intentional about actually going towards achieving my goals, or you know, chasing my goals or my dreams in life. Yeah, that would be very helpful. Yeah, so I would just like to know, your book also touches on emotional intelligence, and I believe emotional intelligence is very, very important. So I'd like you to educate me on emotional intelligence and how we could use this to know what the F is next in our life.
Yeah, you know, emotional intelligence takes a lot of different pieces to it, right? It's has a lot to do with kind of where you're at in the current time of your life, I think, and your upbringing and how things are going. The biggest thing that has worked for me in that regard is like a spirituality practice, breathwork practice, to just kind of slow down and be more present, right, to what your thoughts are, your emotions are, what's your interactions are. So that is what works for me. And I also listened to your podcast, recent one about breath, and I really liked that and all of your thoughts and feelings about using breath and thinking about breath. So that is, you know, the most practical kind of easiest way in to, I think, increase your emotional intelligence. But generally it's, you know, definitely it's a journey for sure. Dad, do you have any thoughts about emotional intelligence?
Yeah, I do. And probably my story about that is that I felt that I had more anxiety in my life than I needed to have 25, 30 years ago. And I'd even, you know, been in a counseling, you know, master's degree in counseling, and then a counseling degree in psychology. So in my sense, there was something that didn't feel right about my emotional intelligence. And I went and did therapy. And that became my intention, is to use therapy as a way to lower my anxiety and to be more emotionally present with my, at that time, young children, of course, with my wife and the people that are around me. And so for me, I created an intention to say, things aren't working. What would it look like if I was different about that? If I was a more, you know, emotionally available parent, father, husband. And as a result of that, that process of therapy for me was incredible. And it changed how I was in all those areas. So I would recommend, if somebody has any of those kind of inklings, they're not feeling as emotionally intelligent as they would like to be, make that their what's next intention for 2024. And certainly we'll be happy to help them in the course if that's their intention to make it happen.
Yes. And also from your book also encourages, you know, people to actually put pen on paper and write things down. And Colton talked about that, you know, when writing down his plans for the year, like, for example, say, no, not for the year, but saying, okay, next thing for me is to maybe learn surfing, and you look back and you're like, oh yeah, I did it already. Next thing for me is to work at Google, and you look back and like, oh yeah, I worked at Google already. I got that already. So I think also to help with our emotional intelligence, just from what I've learned so far from researching about your book, is to basically also write down our emotions and, you know, write down our priorities, what we want to achieve basically in terms of emotional intelligence too. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So I just want to know, like, for a listener out there who is at crossroads currently and does not know what they really want to achieve in life, does not know how to set personal goals, does not know, yeah, what next? What is next in life, basically? It's just going with the flow, going with the, you know, it's just going with the easy ride of life, basically. How would you advise such a person?
Yeah, well, I would definitely recommend What the F is Next, a book in process, and taking us up on this free coaching offer. You know, it's going to be a course that is, you know, fully paid for. So this is it's a great deal. But if you're not interested in that, I would say have real deep conversations. Just talk to people, be open, get it out in the world, whether it's talking about, you know, what you're feeling and what you might want or not want. Or writing it down and sharing it yourself, but just that act of getting it from kind of your subconscious or conscious mind into the world practically via writing or physically via talking, is the best bet to get started.
Yeah. Yes.
And I could add something to that. Okay. I think you're suggesting What do you say to somebody who is having, feel they're having a good life, they're moving along, everything's fine? Why do they need to create an intention? Is that Yes. Is that the question, Toby?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So I'll use an analogy. I'll call it a grocery store analogy. And I think that everybody can relate to the fact that you've gone to the grocery store without a shopping list. I do it all the time. And, you know, I walk down the aisles and, yeah, I have a pretty good sense that I probably got to get some vegetables and I should get some other, you know, good foods into my basket. But then I'm just cruising along without that shopping list. And man, ice cream gets in there pretty easily. Candy bars get in there easily. Snacks get in there. So, and then I get home and I start unpacking. And of course, Colton's mom, my wife, you know, goes, "Well, David, were these on the list?" not so much, but they were just right handy there. Mm. Okay. So that's what happens, you know, versus if you really think about, oh, you know, I got to go there and get all these healthy foods. And what are healthy foods going to do for me? Oh, I'm going to feel great a lot more of the time than after I've eaten that half a carton of ice cream. So I think having that, having a clear sense of how you're going through life. And that's, I'll bring in one other thing. Neuroscience has determined that in every moment, in every second, your conscious brain processes 40 environmental stimuli, whereas your unconscious brain is processing 1 million up to 11 million environmental stimulus. So as soon as you walk into that grocery store with a clear intent of the things you want, your subconscious mind is directing you towards those things. And so we've just got a built-in autopilot to help us make our lives better and better and better. And we just have to harness it. And that's where intention is a powerful tool.
Yeah. I mean, if there's nothing else to take from this conversation, one thing for sure is to learn how to be intentional. That's one thing has been buttressed on a lot in this conversation. And I'm really grateful to you, Colton and David, for, you know, sharing this book with the world and helping people to, you know, want to become better and also helping them to know what is next for them in life. Like, there's always more to achieve in life. There's always more to do. You can always improve yourself. You can always aim for higher levels, and your book basically helps people to go on that journey of improving their lives and becoming better.
Yeah. So, and Toby, I have a question for you.
Yes.
What the F is next for you, man? What's coming up? What are you thinking about? What are you working on?
Oh, awesome. So currently I launched a book, and my next thing basically is to reach out to more people with this podcast and also share wonderful messages like this with more people. That's the next thing for me. Like, expanding my outreach is the next thing for me.
Awesome.
Yes. Thank you so much for that question. You put me on the spot right there. So for anyone out there who wants to connect with you and maybe work more with you, apart from connecting your website and taking the course, are there other ways to reach out to you?
Yeah, it's thefisnext.com. You can find our book there. You can also find the offer for the free coaching in the beginning of the next year or the new year.
Awesome. That's good. So I'll place this in the show notes of the episode one more time, please. So if you're interested in this, click on it and make use of the free course, and yeah, know what is next for you in the new year also. Is there anything you would like to still talk about that we didn't touch in this conversation?
I think that's a pretty good overview. Thank you so much for having us.
Awesome. Yeah, that's great. Toby, thank you so much. Thank you so much. I really enjoyed speaking with you, and this was so wonderful. I've learned so much. And after this, I'm actually going to reflect on a lot of things. I'm like, yeah, okay, let me really write things down and plan my life and know what is actually next for me. Thank you so much for that.
Nice.